Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
I'm Sean Voskel, ARP Oklahoma State Director, reminding you the state's primary elections are June 30th. Are you worried about voting in person? If so, request an absentee ballot. Visit elections.ok.gov or call your county election board to request an absentee ballot. Then mail your ballot with a copy of your ID or have your ballot notarized. Oklahomans 50 and over are the most powerful voting bloc, so make your voices heard. If you plan to vote absentee, request your ballot by June 23rd. Learn more at aarp.org/ok.
Northern Oklahoma's new winning wheat variety is Baker's Ann, developed by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Baker's Ann honors OSU First Lady Ann Hargis and is a premium quality variety with high yield and test weight potential, and it's preferred by millers. Now one of OSU's earliest maturing varieties, Baker's Ann provides good protection against stripe rust, leaf rust, and acidic soils. Baker's Ann is another in OSU's Graze and Grain and Golden Grain varieties, and it's been verified by the Wheat Quality Council. Log on to okgenetics.com.
Well, the Oklahoma City Farm Show kicks off on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of this week. Exhibits include all of the latest in agriculture with a full line of displays, including tractor, sprayer, tillage, harvest equipment, cattle management products, and more. In addition to indoor and outdoor exhibits, daily horse training seminars, cattle shoot demonstrations, cattle grading competitions, and prizes make the Oklahoma City Farm Show a not-to-miss event. Show manager Ron Bormaster said he's looking forward to another great show.
I think we're going to have a great show on the 18th, 19th, 20th, and don't forget that 9 to 5 on Thursday and Friday next week and 9 to 4 on Saturday. We do still have some special things going away on. We got our $1,000 drawing. We're going to be doing that every day at 1 o'clock, and you can sign up for that, and you must be present to win. We'll be giving away everything. And we're going to be doing our new cattle demo special, which will give $500 per demo towards the purchase of any cattle equipment company that's in that demo. So we're looking forward to doing that, and we've got a good array of vendors in the show this year, so we're really looking forward to it.
The show is going to be held at the Bennett Event Center on the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds, and it starts this Thursday at 9 a.m. Well, ag producers who have not yet enrolled in the agriculture risk coverage or price loss coverage programs for 2020 must do so by June the 30th. Although program elections for the 2020 crop year remain the same elections as 2019, all producers need to contact their local USDA Farm Service Agency office to sign that 2020 enrollment contract. The ARC and PLC programs are critical safety net programs for farmers, helping producers weather market distortions resulting from natural disasters, trade disruptions, and this year, a pandemic, says FSA Administrator Richard Fordyce. For more information on ARC and PLC, including web-based decision tools, you can visit farmers.gov/ARC-PLC. Well, meat production continues to rebound in the United States from its low point when dozens of plants were closed because of COVID-19. However, industry experts say consumer prices are likely going to still stay higher than they're used to. Plus, it's going to take months to work through a backlog of millions of pigs and cattle that had nowhere to go for processing. As of last week, beef, pork, and poultry plants were operating at over 95% of the 2019 production levels. An Associated Press report says that's up from 60% in April during the height of the plant closures and shutdowns. Even if plants become more efficient and get back to full capacity, there's still typically a lag of several weeks between the time wholesale prices drop and when consumers start to notice that change. Don't expect prices to fall in half just because wholesale prices have declined dramatically, says Lee Schultz, university livestock economist. Other steps plants are taking to work through the backlog include processing on Saturdays, as well as saving time by processing meats in larger cuts. You've got farm news on Ron.
Calling all farmers and ranchers. Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show June 18th through 20th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.